On today's show, Ford, Volvo, Google, Uber, and Lyft form a coalition to get autonomous cars out on roads faster. Mazda reveals an all-new crossover for China, and Germany plans incentives to spur EV sales. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 27th of 2016. Ford is making a big investment to upgrade plants for its pickup trucks. The company is spending $1.4 billion at its Livonia, Michigan transmission plant to build a new 10-speed transmission that will first be equipped in the Raptor and certain F-150 models. The company is spending another $200 million to upgrade its Ohio assembly plant to produce the Super Duty chassis cab. Speaking of Ford, even though there's a lot of negative press surrounding diesels right now, the company is trudging ahead with the introduction of its new EcoBlue diesel engine. The 2-liter 4-cylinder engine replaces a 2.2-liter unit and boasts a number of enhancements. Those upgrades result in an engine that's quieter at idle, an engine that's more powerful, 20% more low-end torque, and an engine that's 13% more fuel efficient. It already meets Euro 6 emission standards, which will be introduced later this year. Output will range from about 100 horsepower to around 240 and will debut in Europe in the new Transit commercial vehicles. And in other Ford news, it's partnered with Google, Uber, Volvo, and Lyft to create the Self-Driving Coalition for Safer Streets. As the name suggests, the group plans to lobby lawmakers and regulators to get autonomous cars out on the market. Reuters reports that former NHTSA chief David Strickland will be the coalition's counsel and spokesman. And still to come, Land Rover comes out with a new feature, so you'll never forget an important item ever again.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving.
Don't you just hate it when you leave something behind or lose it altogether? Well, Land Rover wants to prevent that from ever happening again. The 2017 Discovery Sport is the first vehicle to integrate the tracking app from a company named Tile into its infotainment display. The app uses tiny Bluetooth trackers that can be attached to important items to help locate them. Once the app is turned on, customers are alerted if the tagged item is not inside the vehicle and can even get on-screen directions to their location. And if the item's not inside the car, well, no worries. A 90 decibel alarm on the tag will be sounded. The app works with both Apple and Android phones. With the crossover market red hot, Mazda just introduced the all-new CX-4 in China, a vehicle that's currently exclusive to that market. It features the automaker's Kodo design language and has styling very similar to the CX-3. Power comes from either a 2-liter or 2.5-liter 4-cylinder engine that can be mated to a 6-speed manual or automatic trans and all-wheel drive. The CX-4 will hit Chinese showrooms in June. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure you check out our coverage of the Beijing Auto Show. Just head to our website, autoline.tv, or our YouTube channel to learn more about the reveals from that show. Coming up next, GM suspends production at several plants due to earthquakes in Japan, and Germany offers incentives to boost EV sales.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
A few weeks ago, Toyota temporarily suspended production at several of its plants in Japan after earthquakes struck the country. Most of those are now back up and running, but Toyota wasn't the only automaker impacted by the earthquakes. General Motors also had to halt production at several of its plants due to parts shortages. According to Auto Forecast Solutions, GM idled the following plants: Fairfax in Kansas City that builds the Buick LaCrosse and Chevy Malibu, Lordstown in Ohio that builds the Chevy Cruze, Oshawa One in Canada that builds the Buick Regal, Cadillac XTS, and Chevy Impala, and Spring Hill in Tennessee that builds the Cadillac XT5. Production at those facilities is expected to resume May 9th. More and more automakers are using aluminum and carbon fiber to cut weight from vehicles, but steel continues to play an important role in that effort. A new study from Ducker Worldwide found that on average, cars used 254 pounds of advanced high-strength steel in 2014. And by 2025, researchers estimate that the use of advanced high-strength steel will nearly double to 483 pounds per vehicle. There is probably less steel overall in cars today, but AHSS is clearly a player when it comes to lightweighting. A few months back, we reported about how factions in the German government were arguing over offering incentives to buy electric vehicles. But now the two sides have come to an agreement. Bloomberg reports that the government will offer 1.2 billion euros in incentives. Pure EV buyers can receive up to 4,000 euros, while those buying hybrids can receive up to 3,000. Like most countries around the world, German consumers aren't buying EVs. German Chancellor Angela Merkel set a goal of having 1 million EVs on German roads by 2020. However, only 30,000 have been sold in the country so far. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and have a great day.